information is the best medicine, especially when it comes from Dr. Decker Weiss and Dr. Holly Lucille. Here's their show. It's your health, and it ain't rocket science.
The Calcium Paradox. This is not a horror movie coming to a theater near you. This is a disaster for hips and backs in America. The World Health Organization says of the calcium paradox, hip fracture rates are higher in developed countries, such as the United States, where calcium intake is higher than in developing countries where calcium intake is lower. This is the calcium paradox. We are myth-defying. After the top-rated Varia Living TV show, run by my co-host, Dr. Holly Lucille, we are going to myth-defy. Show's so good. I just watched another couple segments on. It's done so well because whenever I'm done with it, I learn just a few bits. And I am frustrated that it is 15 years in that you're still teaching me things, Holly. Yes, that's
You're too kind. And I learned it from you and you know it.
Oh, okay. I'll just say yes, then I'll move on. Holly, my ego doesn't need feeding. You know this. But back to myth-defying the calcium paradox. We have talked about this a lot this was back when we were in medical school, Holly, that we used to talk about why are these countries like Vietnam, like parts of China where they have much lower calorie intake, much lower calcium intake. These countries are having far less broken hips and backs than in America where you see the calcium milligrams are up. And then there's even more recent data that if you're taking additional calcium on top of what you're getting from dairy products or whatever, that it might even be harmful. I know you know about this. What are you doing about this with your patients, Holly?
Well, what's up with that is what I got to say. Because, we are ranked the highest intake of calcium. And here's what we know as well is that if you got too much calcium in your body and we're not being able to rid of it effectively, it's not a situation where more is better because when calcium is pulled out of the bones, when calcium is pulled out of your teeth, and it gets into other parts of the body, like the kidneys and your tissue and your heart, it causes health issues. And so what I'm doing about it is simply really understanding where people are with it and then offering this great education that, hey, how can we do this better? Where did we get it wrong? Sort of bust the myth that dairy is a great source of calcium for the most part, and offer solutions based on an individual where they can get good calcium, not only intake, but also absorption. And we can pull that calcium into the bone where it's really, really needed.
Yeah, and pulling into the bone is the key. And we relied on dairy. I mean, if you look at our history of what happened, we went from leafy greens and things like that, and then we seemed to, as a country, we bought the story that dairy's going to do the job, that kids are going to go on cow's milk, we're going to do another species milk in the morning, we're going to do this, and we bought that story and it didn't work, right? I mean, it failed us.
Yes, it didn't work. And here you're just getting me a little bit riled up because because here's the thing, when the marketing machine, when it's power over people, when it's money over people, it makes me upset. And the whole Got Milk campaign with using all of those celebrities, and the American Dairy Association has done a really, really great job. I mean, they were the copyright. If you look at the four food groups, they're all over. They made themselves into a food group, right? And also offered confusion because they stuck little eggs right there. And, one of my favorite things is, guess what? Eggs aren't dairy. And I've got some of the most intelligent people sometimes that I'm working with or talking to. And I'll ask, hey, how many people think eggs are dairy? And their hands just fly up. But there's reasons. I understand why we think that. But I hate because we've done such a good job of shoving dairy and milk into a marketable, machine, and it's managed. So we know it's an industry when it's profitable, when it's managed, when it's making money, and we're leaving out some of this great information. And so when you're doing harm instead of good, that just is what makes me upset. People are so seductible, and when you go out and you seduce people just for your own good, it just makes me upset.
Yeah, you look at countries like Japan, 300 milligrams of calcium a day they're getting, and they have very low osteoporosis. And I'll go back. We tried the experiment. Okay, if we got the message from the Dairy Council, we're going to use dairy as our calcium source. Now we're 30, 40, 50 years down the road. Didn't work. Hip fractures, back fractures, not working. New message. Green, you know, leafy greens. And I really want to talk about testing your body to make sure you're alkaline. You're getting calcium from leafy greens, the kales, the dandelions, the beet greens. And we're going to blog on this and list, you know, almonds and Brazil nuts. When you're getting calcium from these sources, you're also shifting the pH of your body more to an alkaline state, which is the environment that you build bones in. And I tell my patients with some litmus paper to test the first morning saliva and the second morning urine. And if you're not up there around 7.5 or 8, you're going to lose bone. And when you take dairy products, it doesn't fix that pH. It doesn't give you the environment to build bone. When you bring in the green drinks, or if you have the kale green mustache, which is all in fashion, you know, Holly's green kale mustache, because Holly is a kale junkie.
Look at a billboard coming near you, close to you, near you. Soon. The billboards will be up.
Got kale. Oh, I still can't say got. My mother would slap my hand for poor language, but I can get the message from the got there. But again, you know, we should not be breaking hips. It's unnatural. And I've also heard this other thing. Well, we're living longer now, so I guess we're just going to break more hips and we're going to have more spinal injuries. No. That riles. Oh, I hate that, Holly.
That's another thing that riles me up. Yeah. Excuse. Yeah, we're living longer, but our quality of life is getting poorer and poorer, and there is such a disconnect there. Those stats are just no good, because what do you think that the healthcare cost is going to do when we have dependent elders that are not independent and are not able to ambulate? And it's not good. So we need to talk about quality of life. We need to talk about prevention is the cure, and that's why we're getting the information out here about the calcium paradox.
And we have to myth-defy that dairy is going to keep your bones healthy, and answer that with leafy greens, Brazil nuts, almonds, and these things that are going to keep you, and testing that pH in order to do it, and also letting go of this idea that we are built to break down. Look, we get older. I loved you sent something on Facebook and you said, "Where did my collagen go?" That was so funny, Holly. I woke up, "Where did my collagen go?"
This is one of the few Facebook things
that is really worth reading. I mean, I get a chuckle or a comment that I really enjoy out of it. But when you said, "I woke up this morning, where's my collagen?" I said,
"Has anybody seen my collagen?" I'm like, you know, hello. And I wasn't even talking about my face. I was actually looking down at my arms. I'm like, how can the skin on my arms start to sag? I'm like, holy crap. I got some great comments and some good ideas. So I'm not going to share them because, you know.
I was nervous about commenting, because anything that came out, I was worried, because now I've already put my foot in it. And I thought you were talking about your cheekbones or something. But that was funny. But you know, in these other countries, these people are healthier, and we've got to bust these myths. And busting myths is what's going to start to turn around healthcare. What is interesting is I've talked to a lot of experts in healthcare, Dr. Richard Perryman and these people, and I ask them, I go, what is it really going to take to fix medicine? And these are budget experts and medical experts. And their answer is always the same, fewer sick people. That's it. More people, less sick. Fewer sick people is the only way we're really going to fix it. And I'll tell you, breaking a hip makes people old. You look at Bo Jackson, one of the greatest athletes ever. He broke a hip. He could still play a little bit of sports for a few years, but the greatest athlete in the world was grounded when he broke a hip. You see seniors that are 75 and they're feeling fine, and then they break a hip, and now they're not feeling it. So we are mythifying. After the Vrea Living TV show, Mythifying with Dr. Holly Lucille, the calcium paradox about why countries that take in lower amounts of calcium have lower amounts of osteoporosis, lower amounts of hip fractures. In Japan, as little as 300 milligrams of it. And that's because the quality of the calcium they're bringing in is from leafy greens, kales, collards, using nuts like Brazil nuts and almonds in order to get their calcium in, and checking their urine and saliva pHs in order to make sure that they're in an alkaline environment that builds bones. And when you're in an alkaline environment, you can beat the paradox and stay well at Radio MD.